Hello?
Hello, I got a call from your number.
Hey, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Forrest McGee. How are you?
I'm doing all right, I think. I'm not really all right, but anyway, I'm hopeful we're getting better soon, anyway.
Well, that's good.
How you doing, Forrest?
I'm good. I'm good. You remember me, right? I came to your home one time to talk about, purchasing it.
Let me tell you something. It won't take but half a minute. When you were leaving the yard, Forrest, you looked out the window and said, "Goodbye, Jimmy." And that has meant so much to me. I think of you that way, Forrest. And anyway, I really do appreciate it. So,
well,
anyway,
welcome,
so
man.
Yeah.
You're a nice guy. You deserve it.
I remember you well.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So Saeed, my assistant, spoke to you earlier and set up this time for us to call and talk.
Right.
And our business is about timing, and it has to be the right time. So has anything changed? Is now
no,
a better time not, than when we met?
No, I really would like to. Forrest, I would like to go ahead and get rid of the house, and I haven't really pursued that from a serious angle, but I need to. And I had one good offer, which wasn't too far away, and I have hung on to that, and she hung on, but I haven't heard anything lately. But anyway, it was, I think, about 280, 285, something like that. And, but there was a couple more people that had called and said they were going. One guy named Joe and the other one is Shane, I think. I don't know whether you know him or not. But anyway, they were going to come by and give me a price also. And what company do you work with?
Well, it's my name, Forrest Buys Houses.
Okay. Well, I was just interested because there was a lady that called that was associated with, I think, the first person that called me, and he's not with the company anymore, but I don't know what the name of their, anyway. But anyway, you came by, right? Because I remember
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I came by. I was with my son at the time.
Okay,
And, we spoke to you for a little bit, and I got to take a look around.
Yeah.
But you had also said that, in our conversation, you had also said that you have another property you're going to try to renovate to move into down the street.
Yeah,
that's
not.
That?
No, and it. I want to get it fixed up eventually, but I will not move in there because my wife lives in Northside in Richmond, and we have a wonderful relationship, and I hope that we can be on one roof, and that's one reason I want to get rid of this house. She needs to be down where she can be close to physicians and so forth, and so I'm thinking she knows the old house well and I think was interested, but it's the location is not going to work for that kind of thing. So I think eventually I'd like to renovate it and rent it out or something that's, profitable. So anyway, that's my story about that right now, but that's secondary to this.
Right.
So anyway, where are you located?
Ashland. Well, I'm in Dodge.
Yeah.
Is where I live.
That's what I thought. That's what
Ashland.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. Well, I'll keep you up to date, Forrest.
Yeah, what if we had a conversation about, listing the property and putting it on the open market? Is that something you're completely opposed to? Because, that would give you, if you're price motivated and that's your number one goal, nothing's going to get you a higher price than a listing.
Right. I know that. And the only thing about that is if I can get myself together, and what I thought about is just going ahead and moving or renovating, not renovating, but moving to a rental house. And I don't know that I want to buy another house now because I don't think I at the age.
Where does your wife live? Why would you need your rent?
She lives in Northside, Richmond. And,
yeah, but you said you were going to move in with her. Why don't you just do that now? And then,
I can't do that because she lives in her daughter's house right now, and her daughter wants to move back in. So the timing would be good. But anyway, we haven't really talked serious about it, but I think from a physical standpoint, it would be just ideal. But she has to be down that way, and she
Medical
needs to
stuff.
get out of the house that she is now. So if I could find a like a 2-bedroom, it would be good, and somewhere down there. And but I need to feel better right now. I've had two or three falls, and I'm getting better from that. But I've also got melanoma about it, and that came from one of the falls, strangely enough. But right now, that's the first priority.
It after you fell?
Yeah, and it was just a little scratch, and it just got worse. It's behind one of my shoulders, my left shoulder, and so it's messy, and it just it's really a pain in the butt beside my shoulder. So
If
right
I
now.
remember correctly, didn't you have somebody come in and caring for you during the week or something?
Yeah, and this gal, she was a caregiver 4 years ago. She's a good friend, and she hasn't stopped since. She calls about every day. She'll come in and work, do laundry, and all kinds of good stuff. But anyway, and fuss at me as well, which is actually justified. But anyway, I'll keep you informed, Forrest. And I don't remember what the quote was from you, and you talk about listing. I didn't want that. I'd rather just sell it straight out. But on the other hand, like you said, money is the object. Just get as much as you can for it. So
We
anyway.
would be able to perform at our best if money is your goal, with the minimal inconvenience of, having showings. We would be
Yeah.
able to outperform any cash offer, I promise you.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
mean,
yeah.
we can give you a
Well, I
cash
can.
offer, and anybody can, and they have, but
Right.
the world's going to tell what your house is worth when we list it that way. And that will
Yeah.
give you fair market value in its
Yeah.
condition. People are buying fixer uppers on the market all the time. And I would be able to do you the best service than anybody else by just doing that.
Yeah. Well, I know. I realize that. And I said money's the object. I want to get as much as I can, but I'm
Definitely.
thinking. Well, that right now I would take less than probably what it's worth just to get myself, because Bar and I both are 80 years old, and so
Yeah.
and we're and I won't say we're in good health, but at least we're alive, our mind's good, so we can still
Right.
be together and enjoy life for a while. So anyway.
Right.
But I appreciate you calling, Forrest, and the number that you called on was at 805-5040.
5040. Yeah.
That's good, yeah. Well, I'll keep you informed, Forrest, of what's going
Okay,
on.
yeah, keep me in mind and keep my hat in the ring, because I'd love to help you through this process.
I appreciate it, Forrest, so much. And again, I'll never forget when you went out of the driveway. You probably didn't know it, but it just meant so much to me that we talked, and all you goodbye, goodbye, and then all of a sudden you go out and say bye, Jimmy. And it just meant so much. So thank you so much, and God bless you, buddy.
Glad I could be a blessing that day. You have a great one.
Yeah. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye, Forrest.